USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Federal officials admitting that sloppy lab work at the Centers for Disease Control led to contaminated coronavirus tests that put the nation behind in the early days of the pandemic. Meanwhile, the U.S. now has the highest number of infections and deaths from COVID-19. But the focus lately is on where and when to reopen the economy and restore normal life. Yesterday, many in Florida flocked to beaches for the first time in weeks after Republican Governor Ron DeSantis let mayors reopen them as long as social distancing is observed. But in New York City, some want Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo to shut down the subway for 2 weeks. Here's Queens Councilmember Robert Holden.
So few people are taking the subway. Ridership's way down, 90% or more.
Transit officials say a shutdown would hamper essential workers and lead to even more deaths. This is USA Radio News.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Two Republican lawmakers have introduced legislation that would allow Americans to sue the Chinese government for damages caused by the coronavirus pandemic, which some U.S. officials have blamed on the Chinese. Congressman Dan Crenshaw of Texas and Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas say it would allow Americans to sue Beijing by amending the Foreign Sovereign Immunities Act. They allege that China purposely silenced doctors and journalists who tried to warn the world of the virus outbreak as early as last November. Retired general and Fox News analyst Jack Keane spoke on Fox News.
There has to be accountability for that. And this nation is on to it. And we're responding as a global leader to work with other nations.
In Texas, a police officer is dead and two others injured, one critically, after a domestic violence call in San Marcos. They responded to a domestic violence call in an apartment complex. When they arrived, a suspect started shooting at them. The suspect ended up dead. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
President Trump says Democratic senators were rude and nasty during a conference call with Vice President Mike Pence back on Friday. The president says most of the 47 Democrats in the Senate were on the call for the briefing on the coronavirus pandemic, and reports are that the senators were frustrated with a lack of progress on testing for the virus, the president claiming the U.S. has done more testing than any other nation. People in Wisconsin will soon be able to hit the golf course. Governor Tony Evers has extended the state's stay-at-home order until May 26th, but did not provide an exception for some services, including golf courses, which will be open again this upcoming Friday, although they will come with a number of provisions, including no golf carts, no driving ranges, no clubhouses, and no pro shops allowed to be open, and golfers must, of course, maintain social distancing. Some of the biggest names in the music profession performed from their homes last night to raise money for the coronavirus relief efforts. The One World Together at Home broadcast was organized by the Global Citizen Hunger Relief Organization, and it was curated by Lady Gaga to raise awareness and funds for those on the front lines of the coronavirus pandemic. The star-studded event featured Rolling Stones, Paul McCartney, Taylor Swift, and Jennifer Lopez. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.